It's my joy, really, to be here again tonight and spend a few moments with you in the Word of God. And I'd like for you, if you will, please, to turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, a very familiar verse. Most of you, or many of you at least, have already memorized it. You say it often, it comes to your mind. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, the unchanging Christ. Our text suggests someone who is true, who is faithful, who is stable, who is lasting, who is dependable, and who is eternal. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. He's preached every Sunday to congregations worldwide, not just once, but two and three times a day in many of those countries. And this has lasted for nearly 2,000 years, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. I was saved in 1954, and in the church where I was saved, pastored by a Bob Jones graduate, Dr. Tom Malone, there was a very active ministry in the church and an outreach to many parts of the city of Pontiac, a city at that time of nearly 70,000 people. One of the first opportunities that I had to preach, I didn't know I was going to preach at that particular time, but the ministry was to the jails. And Charlie Heron, who was the head of the rescue mission in Pontiac, gathered a group of volunteers from the church or whoever would like to go on a Sunday afternoon following church service to the Oakland County Jail. It had three floors at least, maybe more than that. It needs more than that today. And so we'd go to the top floor and sing a few songs to one group of inmates. And then everybody would leave except one person would be appointed to preach. And I can remember the first time that everybody left and Charlie said, "You're the preacher." I'd never preached a message before in my life. I just kind of went along to help wherever I could. It's a good thing I had a great subject for several reasons. For one thing, if you didn't get to preaching right away, the inmates would rattle their cups against the bars, and everybody knew that you hadn't gotten with it yet. I was scared to death, but I did it. And then I went, secondly, to the Green Lake Rest Home. That was a great place for me to go. I hadn't even been to Bible school yet, saved only a few months. And so as I spoke, I remember the text, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us," in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. It was a wonderful thing because everybody who was there in the rest home shook their head and smiled and thought that was the greatest thing they ever heard. At least I thought that's what they were thinking. The preaching wasn't too good, but I'll tell you what, the subject was good. And the person of the subject was good. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The prophets of the Old Testament preached that He was coming, though they didn't know His name. That is His earthly name. Those in the New Testament days preached that He had come. They preached in Judea and Samaria. And under the uttermost parts of that area. Those in New Testament days preached that he had come. Since then, the preaching has been that he did come. His name is Jesus. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. The message never wears out. It's always the same. Fresh, relevant, powerful, fruitful, satisfying. He's always the same. Everywhere you go today, there are converts to Jesus Christ. Just like yesterday. And should he tarry, there'll be converts in days to come. Some already this week have come to Christ. People who bear his name now. People who have his nature. People who love him and serve him. People who would die for his cause. Like John Peterson, who served so long in the field of Brazil, I think he received his doctor's degree here at the university. Just died a few months ago after a lifetime of service. People who are waiting for his return. So everywhere you go, there are converts to Jesus Christ. In every continent of the world, every country of the world, people waiting for his return. Yesterday, others looked to Jesus on the cross of Calvary and for salvation. And we look to him today. Yesterday, others looked to him at the right hand of God for encouragement and help and advocacy for our sins. And we look to him for that today. Good to have an advocate. Jesus Christ is an advocate. He's a lawyer for us. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Truth of the matter is, none of us are innocent, so we're all guilty. We need a good attorney. We need someone to plead our cause before the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ is a present advocate. He takes our place, takes our cause, never loses a case, and never charges a dime. It's the kind of advocate to have. Amen? Yesterday, others looked to the words and Scripture for their marching orders and purpose in life, and we look to him for that today. Tomorrow, if Jesus tarries, it'll happen to others as it has to us today. He's the same. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 12 says, "Thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail." Yesterday in the past, today in the present, forever in the future, evermore, world without end. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Blessed be his name. He's the same in his person. He's the same in his passion. He's the same in his plea. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He's the same in his program. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Sameness can have its negative connotations. He's not the same, by which we mean boring, drab, colorless, limited, confining, narrow, dull, dry, uninteresting, dreary, dismal, monotonous, ordinary. In that sense, he's not the same. But he is the same. Jesus Christ, the same. How do we mean that by that. By the way, when I got here and went into the room, there was a wonderful basket that was there. I looked it over. There was so much in it. Apples and oranges and bananas and nuts and juices and rolls and muffins. And then I noticed it said Dr. and Mrs. Les Olala. I never told him about it. I hope he got one. And then the first morning at 7 o'clock, knock on the door, and in they came with breakfast. And in the breakfast, there was sausage and bacon and eggs and more juices and pudding and rolls and muffins and all kinds of things. That was a delightful thing. The Lord is like that. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What do we mean by that? We mean newness, freshness, vibrancy, challenges, invigorating, creative, inspiring, alive, current. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. These Bible conferences, in some measure, speak of the sameness, this same Jesus, which was taken up from you into heaven, said the early apostle, shall so come again. He'll come again. And he did come again, and he stayed on this earth for 40 days, appearing here and there to his disciples and the believers. And then he ascended into heaven, Jesus Christ. The freshness, the newness, the vibrancy. Always caring. Always caring. He's the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. Always caring for his sheep. He's the same. Many years ago, we were in the Holy Land, took a tour from Jerusalem over to Jordan and then down the highway there, King's Highway, to Petra. Beautiful place to go, one of the seven wonders of the world, they say. And no one was on the road. You could go 100 miles an hour, and our jitney did go that fast. Long time getting there. And way off in the distance, about halfway down, someone spotted out in the field a shepherd. And the shepherd had a great number of sheep, and so somebody said, would you pull over? About a half a mile later, they stopped, pulled over. We all got out of the car to take some pictures. And there was the shepherd caring for his sheep. When he realized what was happening, and he was getting a little bit closer, he took out his rifle and pointed it at us. He was a good shepherd. A good shepherd takes good care of his sheep. He didn't know what was going to happen, but he sure got us back in the jitney in a hurry. By the way, while we were there, and after we had been to Petra and came back to the city of Jerusalem, pulled up before the hotel, we had a driver who was a Mohammedan driver. That is, his name was Mohammed. And as we had a fellow with us on the tour who was a real comic. I mean, if anybody was a hillbilly, he was. He really was. And he was fun. He'd take his camera and he'd go along and he'd get down on the ground and he'd take pictures of flowers. He was taking pictures, going to send back to his wife, you know. But he was a witness. And during the course of that Holy Land trip, this man witnessed to the driver. And the driver said, oh, I've been saved. He reached over into the glove compartment, opened it up, and took out a picture of a Bob Jones graduate by the name of Torrey Johnson, Dr. Torrey Johnson. And he said, this man, showing us the picture, came to the Holy Land and witnessed to me every day that I took him around the city of Jerusalem and other places. And by the end of the time, I was convinced Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and I asked him to save me. Sometime later, our family was in Florida. We stopped at a Bible conference ground. And as we were just walking through the conference ground, I saw on the building the name of the administrator and the pastor of the church that was there. Said Dr. Torrey Johnson. I said to my son Dan, he was about 15 years of age at the time, Dan, we've got to stop here for a few moments. I have a message to deliver. Secretary said, well, I don't know if he'll see you or not. This is his first day back on the job. He's been in the hospital. But he did see us. He invited Dan and I to come in. And I delivered the message. He said, I've never been back to the Holy Land, but I'm so glad to know that that man had come to Christ. And then he said to Dan, Dan, where are you going to go to school? Dan said, well, I plan to go to Bob Jones University. He said, that's where I went. Dan, I hope you'll go there. Dan had several years before he came to school. And he said one thing. He said, remember this, Dan. If you don't remember anything else, remember this. The world does not want you, but the world needs you. And that's true. Jesus Christ, the only one who is yesterday, today, and forever. Always caring. Always loving. John 15:9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Always present, always there for us. David Livingston, famed missionary, of course, to South Africa and Africa itself, said this, would you like to know what sustained me in Africa? When the natives were cruel and threatened to kill me, and the smoke went up from 1,000 villages, and darkness deep and terrible hung as a black night over Africa? Would you like to know what sustained me? These words, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. He's the same as he's always been. God's purpose today is that we be conformed to the image of his Son. What does that mean? He was always compassionate, clean, pure, holy of life, controlled, contented. Peace I give you, not as the world giveth, give I you. He's got peace to give us in every situation. Stop to pause a minute. Stepped aside from the pastorate after 57 years, just 3 months ago, and had several funerals since then. Sometimes we go to the funeral home and we have the answers for people's needs ahead of time. Glad your loved one went to heaven, and we are, and we ought to say that, and there's nothing wrong with saying that when someone is a believer. When Jesus went to the funeral, if you please, of Lazarus, who had been dead 4 days, his sisters were grieving. The Lord had not arrived before he died. The scripture says just two things. Young preachers, I mentioned this for you, but I mention it for all of us. The scripture says, and you know the shortest verse in the English language, in the Bible, Jesus wept. It's not that we have all of the answers when we go to the funeral home for people. Jesus did have an answer. Later on, he showed the answers. He went to the grave and raised him from the dead, but Jesus wept. It's okay to say nothing sometimes. Just put your arm around that loved one. They'll know you love them and care. We don't have all the answers for people's hearts' needs, but he does. Nothing quite like the same even temperament that Jesus had, the same steady consistency, the same faithful dependability, the same predictable response. Oh, to be like thee, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Society changes for better or for worse, usually for worse. Climate changes. If you don't believe that, come to Michigan, where all of those who fix tires and tire rims have gotten rich in these last few months because of the potholes that are in the roads. Climate changes. Clothes change, both fashion and wear. They wear out. Circumstances change. Situations change. I remember as a little boy, I only remember this happening once to me, but I was just a little boy. I had a very wonderful home life. I had no brothers or sisters. Maybe that's why I had such a wonderful home life. But I had a very gracious and wonderful family. Neither mom or dad were saved, but they were very wonderful parents. I came home one day as just a little guy. And for the first time I ever remembered, nobody was there. My mom wasn't there. I didn't know where she was. I suppose in retrospect, she was at the grocery store, or clothing store someplace. I don't know. My dad was at work. I knew he wouldn't be home for hours. I sat down on the curb, and a feeling of depression came over me that happened probably 65, 70 years ago. I still feel it. I was all by myself. And yet, now as a Christian, I've never been by myself. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, he's always there. Age changes. Health changes. We were talking the other day about aging. My dad died. My mother lived at home by herself. We only lived about 7 miles away, my wife and I. She drove regularly, but one day she drove through the front of the garage and then backed up into the house. Figured it was about time to take the keys. Then one day somebody came in the back door. We didn't know about it. Called her on a Saturday morning, and there was no answer in the telephone. And we called all morning on that Saturday, no answer. Finally called the beauty shop. That's where she always went. No, haven't seen Ada anywhere. And so immediately we got in the car and went to Pontiac, found the house open, went upstairs, she wasn't there, went through the downstairs, wasn't there. We could tell that she had been robbed. Opened the basement door and somebody had thrown her down the basement stairs. And there she lay in her night clothes, cold floor. Never went back to the bedroom upstairs. Ambulance came, took her to the hospital, and then eventually she entered a rest home where she spent the rest of her days. Age changes us. Forgot to lock the back door. Of course, you don't have to be aged to forget that, but she was. Health changes. Electronics change. Greg Hall, who is in our church, been there, he and his wife for a long time, have grandchildren now. His grandson, about so high, I don't know how old he is, 12, 13 years of age, I guess. Greg had one of those 78 size records, you remember those? Some of you don't. But and the youngster asked Greg, said, what is that? Oh, he said, that's a record that you play on a phonograph. He said, what's a phonograph? What's a typewriter? Electronics change. Churches change. I'll let some of the rest of you pastors plow that ground in a couple of days to come. Politicians change. People change. You ever notice that? Went back to the high school reunion. I asked for Bud Moore. Bud Moore used to play on the Pontiac High School basketball team along with Esmo Woods and Guy Sparrow and several others. I played left forward and Guy Sparrow played right forward. And he went to the New York Knickerbockers and I went to the ministry. But I said, where'd Bud Moore? He's a guard. And he said, there he is. I said, where? He's right there. People change. I wish that people wouldn't say after they've been away for 40 or 50 years and they come up to you and they say, you remember me? Always come up and say, I'm like Bill Yost did the other day. I met him in church. We passed each other, hadn't seen each other for 40 years at least. He thought he recognized me. I thought I recognized him, but I didn't know. And he said, I'm Bill Yost. I said, of course you are. I recognize you now. I'm glad he said that. Because people change. Plans change. Jesus never changes. He's the same. He's the same. He authored the Bible, which says Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Mark 14, when Jesus was in the garden praying there in Gethsemane, it says that he prayed the same words. It's okay to repeat your prayers. He did. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, antiques are valuable. We have a few in our home. They increase in value as they age. But at the last, they change. They wear out. They break. Christ remains. Would you just take a moment with me and turn to the first chapter of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1. And we'll read a few verses, beginning with verse 6. And again, when he, the Lord, bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, capital S, but unto the Son, God says, thy throne, O God. Did you ever see that God calls his Son God? Is Jesus Christ God? God the Father says he is. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, In the beginning has laid the foundation of the earth, Jesus Christ, created this world. I know you know that, John chapter 1. And the heavens are the work of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. That's the word, remainest. Thou remainest. They all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years fail not. Thou remainest. Verse 11. Thou art the same. Verse 12. A.B. Simpson wrote these words based on our text in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Edward Drew was a pastor. He pastored the Gospel Center in St. Petersburg, Florida, half a century ago. He's with the Lord now. And he wrote these words about our text. He said, humanity, it's a little lengthy, stay with me. Humanity has entered deity. And on the throne of the Trinity, on the throne of the Trinity, there is some dust of earth glorified. Jesus has the same, has the human body that he had when he was down here on earth. He said to his disciples, I'm not a spirit. Handle me and see. He said, put your finger in the prints. And that body is on the throne. Pastor Drew said, there's been a change in the Trinity. The second person of the Trinity is a God-man. Let us just go a little further here. He says, I like that eighth verse. But under the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God. And if God calls him God, then we can. Praise the Lord. From the ninth verse on, it is victory for him. I'm just going to read these words. He says, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Now, we read that. And this is the Father talking to the Son. He says to the Son, you laid the foundation of the earth. The heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. Christ is forever. That's a good verse to take with you, said this pastor. Thou remainest. And then he goes on to say, Dr. James M. Gray was president of Moody Bible Institute for many years. And when he took it over at the beginning of this century, Dr. Torrey had left to go into evangelistic work, R.A. Torrey. Mr. Moody had just died. And all of that work was put into the hands of Dr. James M. Gray. He didn't have the help of Mr. Moody or Dr. Torrey. And he took those two words and had a motto made and put them on the mantelpiece in his office. Men pass by. Thou remainest. Take those two words with you. God remains. Jesus Christ remains. Everything fails, thou remainest. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall not fail. Creation will grow old. says Pastor Drew. Just like a garment that's worn out, you need it. You don't need it anymore. You fold it up, put it away. It's gone. God will fold up this creation that's worn out with age, though it may take millions of years. Probably not. And like a garment, you put it aside, but Christ will go on. Christ is the eternal one. He'll remain, and we'll remain with him, for we are to be forever with the Lord. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. To which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? And just one final thought, said Pastor Drew, or truth. Actually, he said, that I'll give you. When Jesus went back to heaven, God said, sit on my right hand. God said that, the Father. Jesus didn't have any right to take that place. God said to him, sit on my right hand. And then he said this, do you see how much Jesus had given up to save us? He had nothing. That was the price of our redemption. We, through his poverty, have become rich. A.B. Simpson wrote these words based on our text, yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name, glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. If you're willing, students especially, and pastors, but if you're willing to think deeply, take time to read Alexander McLaren's sermon, The Unchanging Christ, found in his Expositions of Holy Scripture, Volume 16. And he writes of the unworn freshness of Jesus Christ after all these centuries. Further, man's basket may be emptied, but Christ's basket is fuller after distribution than it was before. You remember some of the past experiences that you have had with the Lord? Maybe after winning someone to Christ, and he was so real to you. Maybe after hearing or singing a soul-stirring hymn or a song about him. Or after hearing or reading his word and being so blessed that you could not contain it. I sat at my desk a few weeks ago, and I was so blessed by the Word of God, reading about my Lord, that my hands went up and I worshiped him. How real he is. Yesterday, yes. But today, yes. Years ago, I was invited to pastor's conference where there were probably 1,200 preachers. And Charles Weigel was there. Some of you may remember Charlie Weigel. He's authored a number of songs in our songbooks. An evangelist, man of God, was married. His wife got tired of the ministry. Said, you either quit or I leave. His heart was broken, and she did leave. And he sunk to the depths emotionally, went out on the deck, walked out as far as he could, was going to jump off and take his life. But God spared him. He turned around and came back. And the Lord met him there. And later on he wrote, "No one ever cared for me like Jesus." Went on to use the rest of his life in music ministry here in this country. When he sang that night before 1,200 preachers, I think it took him at least an hour to sing the song, because those preachers just shouted him down. "No one ever cared for me like Jesus." Saving his soul, saving his life, saving his ministry. R.G. Lee was in the same service, famed pastor in Tennessee, Bellevue Baptist Church, as I remember. And he preached as he's with the Lord now, but he preached his sermon Payday Someday, and he's preached it so many times, and you can read it in print. I think it probably took him 2 hours to preach the sermon, because the Lord was so real. Payday Someday, and how God had saved him and so many others. Now, I know there ought to be and is a quietness in our souls, and you don't have to shout, and you don't have to raise your hands. You can do it in the quietness of your heart, but I'm just saying Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, but today. And not only that, but forever. I'm about done. In the hymn "Abide With Me," there's a verse which reads, and Henry Light wrote it in verse number 2, "Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass. Change and decay and all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me." I mentioned before how dependable my parents were, how steady my dad was. Dad worked as a sales manager of an automobile dealership in Pontiac, Michigan for 35 years. He was always in that occupation. He was really sad and quite disturbed, even though he was very steady in his emotions. But he was quite disturbed when I accepted Christ as Savior and was saved. He didn't know anything about salvation. And it was strange language to him. But a good man, later on, came to know Christ, as my mother did in our church when I was preaching. I baptized them. They both live for the Lord. My mother used to say, "You haven't heard so-and-so. You ought to hear my son preach." But my dad was so dependable. He's always home at the same time. 6 o'clock, Monday through Friday, except when mother called and said, "Would you stop at the grocery store and get a loaf of bread?" And I would go to the corner and meet him and run along the side of the car, or if I was on my bicycle, take the bicycle along and go half to three quarters of a block down the sidewalk until we got to the driveway and home. Dad doesn't meet me anymore, but Jesus does. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Forever's a long time. If you're not saved, you ought to think about that. Forever's a long time. Hell is a long time for unrepentant and unsaved people. Jesus Christ warned us about that. And his words, which will be the same yesterday, today, and forever, will be heard by every lost person forever and ever. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Praise the Savior, says the song. Praise the Savior, ye who know him. Who can tell how much we owe him? Gladly let us render to him all we are and have. Jesus is the name that charms us. He for conflicts fits and arms us. Nothing moves and nothing harms us when we trust in him. Trust in him, ye saints, forever. He is faithful, changing never. Neither force nor guile can sever those he loves from him. Keep us, Lord, oh, keep us cleaving to thyself and still believing till the hour of our receiving promised joys in heaven. Then we shall be where we would be, and there we shall be what we should be, and things that are not now nor could be then shall be our own. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Let's bow our heads for prayer.